silence all mankind in the presence of the Lord. He stirs forth from his holy dwelling. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today, as we engage these mysteries of the Church presents to us in the presentation or the consecration of the Blessed Virgin Mary, it's a day where we here in the Church do not merely wonder at awe at the great grace that we have, and that even from her young age, as the Proto-Evangelium of St. John tells us, or St. James tells us, that at the age of 3, the Blessed Virgin Mary, our mother, the mother of Jesus, the mother of God, consecrated herself unto total service of the Most High. What a glorious thing that must be, to at the age of 3, long before many achieve the age of reason, she was totally given over to reason itself, divine wisdom, prepared to be the seat of wisdom. But today we also celebrate the 21st of November as the Missa Ora Pro Orationibus, meaning the Mass in which we pray for those who pray. The time where we set aside one particular day where we as the Church come together and to pray for those who pray, our contemplatives, for our sisters. Question. To us who are here outside, how often do we pray? Do we pray for those who pray? It's one thing to mention, oh yeah, I remember our Carmelites. Oh yeah, I remember our poor Clares. Oh yes, I remember the Benedictines. Oh, I recall that there's one particular sister who's sick at this time. Lord, God be with them. But how often do we really pray for those who pray? Most of the time, when we think of our sisters, when we think of those who are living in this consecrated contemplative life, what do? We say, yes, those are my sisters. I have something I need them to pray for me about. And so we go off and run off and give them a prayer. But do we realize that the whole of the spiritual battle is being waged against them first? That they're the ones on the front line of the battle. Do you have a concern? Do you have a difficulty, a hardship that you're struggling with? Yes, let them know. They will take up your petition because they are the ones who pray. But before you do that, offer prayer for them. Notice that the reason why you and I struggle so often is because, sadly, in this world that is distracted by such noise, there are many who fail to pray. And because of that distraction and noise, so many fail to hear the call of God. And so many who hear that call are distracted, unable to answer that call. And so the forces of darkness have not decreased in their strength, but those who are consecrated in prayer have diminished in number. And so today, we set aside this time to pray for those who pray. For you, sisters. As we contemplate the life of the Blessed Virgin Mary and how her very essence was consecrated to God from before her birth in the Immaculate Conception, but also how she willfully gave herself to the Lord, abandoning her real will as it is, so that he may be her all in all from the age of 3. Though even before that, we could say that she had possession of herself to give totally to God. We ask our Lord for the grace for us, that we can delve more deeply into the silence in which God is desiring to fashion our souls to be more and more like his, to be more and more fit for him, to be more and more what we've really begun to be. It's an opportunity for us, not just on the day of our own individual consecration, but today again to renew that. Lord God, make me your consecrated spouse. Lord God, I want to serve you. Or God, I want to be an immolation, a holocaust, a soul offered up to you, drop by drop. Isn't that what our own dear newly canonized saint said? Saint Elizabeth of the Trinity, this blessed soul of Carmel who gave herself oh so totally to the Lord. Contemplate her life, how she herself offered herself to be that victim for Christ, to be totally consumed by him, recognizing that she didn't have to go out of herself to find God, but she could go deeply within herself where when difficulties, when hardships, when struggles, when she didn't know which way to turn, she didn't have to go and seek him without, but she, following the lives of the saints before her, like St. Catherine of Siena, could go deeply within her own cell of her soul to spend time with those who dwell there, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I'd like to encourage you to find some time today to go over, if time permits, her prayer to the Blessed Trinity and ask our Lord for the grace to love him just as Saint Elizabeth of the Trinity loved him. I myself have been seeking to live out a deeper sense of silence, to wall out the noise, to allow myself to be attentive to Christ. And so I share with you now a few quotations from Cardinal Robert Seurat's great work, The Power of Silence. He says, "Man must make the choice, God or nothing, silence or nothing." He says, "Prayer consists of listening to God speak silently within us. Sacred silence is laden with the adored presence. It opens up the way to the mystical silence, full of loving intimacy. There is no place on earth where God is more present than in the human heart. This heart is truly God's abode, the temple of silence. The Father waits for his children in their own hearts. See, noise is a deceptive thing. It's addictive. It's a false tranquilizer. The tragedy of our world is never better summed up than the fury of senseless noise that stubbornly hates silence. This age detests the things of silence, brings us to encounter wonder in kneeling before God." And speaking about how we should be in prayer, he says, "Nestling in silence against the heart of God, with the open Bible over our head like the wings of the Holy Spirit, is still the best antidote, the one thing necessary to chase away from our interior territory all that is useless, superfluous, worldly, and even our own self. Because without silence, God disappears. He disappears in the noise. And this noise becomes all the more obsessive because God is absent. Unless the world rediscovered silence, it is lost. The earth then rushes into nothingness." He gives us the example of Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta saying, "Saint Mother Teresa had a face charred, by God's silences. But she bore within her heart and breathed love. By the dint of remaining long hours before the burning flame of the Blessed Sacrament, her face was tanned, transformed by a daily face-to-face encounter with the Lord." And so, dear sisters, we pray for you. That your faces may obtain to the beauty of Saint Teresa of Calcutta, Saint Elizabeth of the Trinity, of our blessed Saint Teresa of Jesus. That your faces may so too be charred by silence, the silence which our Lord gives to you. At that time before our Lord here present in the Blessed Sacrament, may so tan your faces, may so transform your souls to become like unto His. Maybe every other day, we abuse your prayers and just ask for things for ourselves. Today we pray for you.